Good evening. Welcome to the Mason City Council meeting for June 6th. I'm Vice Mayor Dennis Kavanaugh, and I'll be presiding over the meeting tonight. We have Mayor John Giles appearing by telephone, as well as Councilmember Alex Finter. Gentlemen, will you confirm you're both with us?
Hello, this is Mayor Giles.
And I'm here. Thank you.
Very good. We're going to begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Jose Luis Amaya with the Iglesia de Jesu Cristo Bethel Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by one of our great community volunteers, Donna Benj. So would you please stand?
Thank you, every one of the council members, to give me the opportunity to be here with everybody else. Let's pray. We can lift our hands if you can. Say, Heavenly Father, we thank you today for giving us the opportunity to be together. You know the purpose, you know all the plans, and we put everything in your hands. We ask you for your wisdom and understanding in every situation is going to be presented. Thank you once again in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Now, Donna, I know you've done this for many, many times throughout your years as a teacher, so I figured you're an expert.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This evening, we do have some special awards and recognitions, and we're fortunate to have with us tonight Janice Genevois, who's the chair of the city's Historic Preservation Board. She's going to share with us the winners of this year's Historic Preservation Awards. After she's finished, we'll have a photo op with the winners. So I'd like to invite Janice up to the podium. Thank you.
I have to raise the mic a little. Good evening.
I
didn't
that.
Exactly say that. Well, we are very pleased this evening to honor some of our residents here in Mesa who've done such wonderful and hard and important work for the city of Mesa. Our first Historic Preservation Award this evening is awarded to Linda Matthews. She is not able to be present this evening, but her award is for volunteer work in researching historic properties. So that would be Linda Matthews. Our next awardee is Paul Chasen. He is receiving an award tonight for outstanding achievement in rehabilitation and restoration. Mr. Chasen renovated 120 and 126 North Hibbert in the Glenwood Wilbur Historic District. Can I please bring forward Paul Chasen? Stand here and look pretty. That's all you do. Our next awardee this evening is Jim Britton, who is receiving an Individual Lifetime Achievement Award. Mr. Britton has been involved in the restoration of historic and prehistoric structures for over 25 years. He is being noted for his work as a volunteer with the Southwest Archaeology Team, and he's affiliated with the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Jim Britton, please come forward. And I would like to invite Vice Mayor Dennis Kavanaugh to come down for a photo opportunity. I'd also like to invite two of our Historic Preservation Board members who are here this evening, and some of our folks. If y'all want to come forward with the, you guys are part of the archaeology team?
It was 20 years ago this very month that in my very first council meeting, one of the first items that I got to vote on as a new council member, along with Mayor Giles, was the creation of, I think, our first two historic districts. And so it's wonderful to think 20 years later, all the great work done in our community for historic preservation purposes. And we appreciate all those who are being recognized tonight. Let's give one more round of applause. The next item will be our consent agenda. We'll ask Mr. Kevin Christopher to read it for us.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act to reappoint presiding city magistrate Matt Tafoya to a four-year term beginning July 1st, 2016, and ending June 30th, 2020. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for AZ International Marketplace, 1920 West Broadway Road. Item 4B, act on liquor license application for Lao Zeshuan, 1955 West Main Street. Item 5A, act on one-year term for on-site refuse truck washing for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 5B, act on contract to purchase one replacement CNG material handling lift truck for the Fleet Services Department. Item 5C, act on three-year term contract for emergency environmental remediation services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5D, act on renewal of term contract for fire protection equipment maintenance and repair services for citywide locations as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5E, act on 28-month term contract for vehicle glass repair and replacement services as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 5F, act on three-year term contract for electric utility distribution transformers for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 5G, act on three-year renewal of term contract for odor control service for the Water Resources Department. Item 5H, act on three-year term contract for traffic count services for the Transportation Department. Item 5I, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for LED relamping services for the Transportation Department. Item 5J, act on contract for Falcon Field J Hangar Rehabilitation. This project's funded by the Falcon Field Capital Enterprise Fund and reimbursement from Travelers Insurance. Item 5K, act to renew term contract for managed information technology services for the Mesa Center for Higher Education as requested by the Economic Development Department. Item 5L, act on contract to purchase 7 new and relocation of 8 existing fire dispatch furniture consoles for the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 5M, act on contract to purchase information technology-related products and services for the Mesa Fire and Medical Regional Dispatch Center and Emergency Operations Center. This purchase is funded by 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept and expend grant funds received from the U.S. Department of Interior Bureau of Land Management for the Arizona Museum of Natural History for temporary collection personnel and field collection activities. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the city of Tucson to accept funding for the police department's violent offender unit for overtime. These funds are made available from a high-intensity drug trafficking area grant agreement with the city of Tucson. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a cost reimbursement agreement with the FBI for the overtime of police officers assigned to the Southern Arizona Safe Trails Task Force. Item 6D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the National Forest Foundation regarding national forest management projects in the Salt and Verde River watersheds. Item 6E, act on resolution extinguishing an easement for public utilities on parcel 2 of Mesa Commons, 1910 South Gilbert Road. The request was made by the property owner to accommodate future development. Item 6F, act on resolution extinguishing a public utility easement on a portion of Lot 48 and Lot 50 of Kirk Estates, 1325 East Fairfield Street. The request was made by the property owner to accommodate future development. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-022, 2235 East University Drive, located east of Gilbert Road on the south side of University Drive. This is a rezone to allow for single residence development. Item 8A, act on ordinance amending the provisions of Title 8, Chapter 1 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to backflow protection for the purpose of enhancing compliance and the protection of the public water supply. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-020, the 1700 block of South Wrecker Road, located north of Baseline Road on the east side of Wrecker Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residential lot. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, Villaggio at Mountain Bridge, the 8900 and 9200 blocks of East McKellops Road, located at the northwest corner of Ellsworth and McKellops Roads. And item 10A, action on the tentative adoption of the proposed fiscal year 2016-2017 budget. Vice Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to remove an agenda item from the public that they wish to speak on?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Okay. And before we, I see we have a motion made by Councilmember Richin, seconded by Councilmember Luna. And just before we take the vote, I'd like to note that we have Presiding Judge Matt Tafoya and his wife here in the audience. And again, I want to thank you for all your service to our community, and thank you for being here tonight. So again, we have a motion and a second. Would you please cast your vote? Mayor Giles, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Councilmember Finter, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
And the vote is unanimous, so the consent agenda passes. And so we're now to items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, again, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Vice Mayor.
There are no requests. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor? All those opposed, the motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mayor Giles and Councilmember Finter.